This is Phil Rowe on Cambridge 105 Radio.
Now, recent estimates suggest that there will be more plastic than fish in the sea by 2050. This is a frightening prospect, posing a significant threat to global marine ecosystems. The British Antarctic Survey at their land base here in Cambridge hosted a workshop last Wednesday, bridging science, policy and business to explore solutions for reducing ocean plastic pollution. At the heart of the event was an opportunity for showcasing people's innovative ideas on how to tackle this issue in front of industry, media, government and non-governmental organisations. Our next guest was along at the event. It was a very important day for Cambridge Clean Tech. Our guest this morning comes from Cambridge Clean Tech. She is Sophie Maywison. I got it right this time around. Sophie, welcome along. Very first time on the radio for you and for Cambridge Clean Tech.
Thank you.
At Cambridge 105 Radio. I can't imagine why we haven't focused in on you before, actually. We like to do all things green here. And you're a not-for-profit organisation, so it's not a limited company that we're talking about here. First thing that impressed me about you is you've got nearly 400 businesses, institutions in the world of learning, including obviously the University of Cambridge itself. Anglia Ruskin signed up and on your books.
Yeah, absolutely. So Cambridge Clean Tech is a membership network, basically, for organisations that are working in clean technology. And clean tech is quite a broad kind of term, but we use it basically to define new innovative products and business models that are improving efficiency and performance while reducing environmental impact, crucially. So this can be anything from low carbon vehicles to how we recycle to the smart meter in your home.
So it must be a huge think tank as well, because all these ideas are coming together. Now, are companies that work the other bit guarded in that, oh, they've got an idea and they can think of being commerciality here? So they want to keep an idea to themselves, or is it a very open forum where they're sharing the ideas with each other?
So, good question. I'd say that recently the idea of open innovation has really come to the forefront. So large companies, corporates are really looking outside of themselves for the next big thing. They don't want to be disrupted out of the market. So they are kind of like looking to these small innovative companies and they want to know what is going on outside. So that's kind of where we step in, trying to link up these small innovative tech companies, of which there are loads in Cambridge, and these larger corporates that might have a clean tech need.
Is Cambridge one of the big prime movers in this in the world? I mean, we are so known for our science and our technology, cutting edge. What we do around here has made us a very buoyant local economy with our business parks, our big, fantastic science parks, Grant Park, Cambridge Science Park. Are we world leaders in when it comes to green technology, eco sort of systems?
So absolutely, yeah. Clean technology is really one of the big elements in the clean tech cluster, in the Cambridge cluster kind of phenomenon, and it's known as a centre for excellence worldwide. And I think the Cambridge Clean Tech cluster is actually one of the largest and fastest growing in Europe at the minute.
Do you know one of the frightening things that was on the news last week is here in the UK? I'm ashamed to say, in Greater Manchester, there's a river. It was actually plastered with various paper wrappers anyway, all up the riverbanks. And some scientists from possibly the Environment Agency were taking, eventually taking some muddy sample from and sediment from the riverbed, taking it off for analysis. The number of parts per million of small plastics that have broken down was the highest recorded anywhere, anytime so far in the world, which is frightening, really. A cubic metre of water, this was analysed. And, of course, these are particles that have broken down. Have some of your clients, we've also seen what's happened on Blue Planet 2. It was raised very much and became a big headline story. So David Attenborough's story about plastics in our ocean. That you've taken an initiative. And last week, as we mentioned earlier on, the British Antarctic Survey, we showcased some technology. Someone came forward from the university with a really good idea. What was that?
So, well, I'll give you a bit of background to the event, first of all. It was a workshop organised by the British Antarctic Survey, and they came to us and asked Cambridge Clean Tech to run a competition, an innovation competition, to find some new innovations, some new solutions to plastic pollution, because we're all used very much to hearing in the media about, you know, the problems of plastic pollution, and it can get a bit depressing. But what we really want to find are the solutions. What can we do about this, and how can we fix the issue? So this is what we try to do, looking around, putting out this kind of call for new ideas and solutions to showcase at this event. And we got some great responses, and had some judges looking at all of the responses, and we selected our winner, which was a company called Seabin. Really, really innovative.
Seabin as in ocean sea.
Yeah, S-E-A. Exactly. Yep. Seabin, the Seabin project. And they started with the thought, if we have rubbish bins on land, why don't we have rubbish bins? Why can't we have rubbish bins in the sea? So the Seabin project is exactly that. They've made a rubbish bin that floats, basically. It's located in the water, in marinas, in ports, in kind of yacht clubs, so enclosed areas of the sea. And it just floats in the water and sucks in water from the surrounding area, passes it through a kind of filter into a bag that catches all the litter, debris and pollutants that are floating on the surface, pumps out the clean water back into the marina, and keeps all of the litter and debris trapped so that it can be disposed of properly. And they've also been, so that's their kind of core technology. They've also more recently been extending what they do to community outreach, education, and really trying to find a whole kind of holistic solution to the problem.
Now, how is that device powered then, Sophie? Are they using wave energy to keep the...
So, I mean, there's an element of the surface tension helping to bring the water in, but there is actually a small pump which is helping to power the system. So it does mean that the Seabin does need to be plugged in to a power point.
All right, so it needs a landline, if you like, a power cord to get it powered up.
Yeah.
And the next step would be, here's me, Phil, being the inventor, using some solar panels or some wave energy to perhaps power the suction effect.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think they're developing all the time and looking at their technology and trying to scale it up and extend it to see how we can remove more litter from the ocean.
What a fantastic idea. I think it has actually somewhere, there's been a murmur of this in the press already. Mm-hmm. I think I've been aware of this quite recently as one possible solution. If we can get plastics while they're still big, like if they're still wrappers, before they break down into those tiny microbead polymers, mm-hmm. that are a big problem for our oceans at the moment. So this was last week at Basel, the British Antarctic Survey, the land base here. How many entries did you... Well, first of all, we should say how this came by. The Cambridge Hub, because you were asking students. All the students at the various colleges at the University of Cambridge will know of the Cambridge Hub, and those outside within the town will probably know, town inverted commas, about the Cambridge Hub as well. You got this down as a challenge, didn't you, a couple of months ago?
Yeah, absolutely. So a couple of months ago, we put together the competition idea, and we sent it out around all of the Cambridge kind of networks. And Cambridge is a really great place for sending out these things, and it's very much linked together. The university is a centre for, you know, spreading around these kind of innovation challenges and competitions. And so we put it out through the Cambridge Hub, the Cambridge Network, the Judge Business School, and that's how we got all of our entrants. And altogether, we got 8 really fantastic entrants.
Yeah.
So that was really great. So, of course, the winner was Seabin, as I've already mentioned, but other solutions that came in included a former PhD student from the university who has developed an alternative to polystyrene made out of fungus. So it's completely biodegradable. Polystyrene, of course, being quite a serious source of this kind of plastic pollution, because it's lightweight, so it can blow around very easily. It's used widely in packaging, and so it often ends up in the seas. So she has developed this one that is completely biodegradable.
Some supermarket brands are looking to make one aisle completely free of plastic and using maybe a material like this that will break down.
Yeah, absolutely. Looking into alternative materials to plastic is definitely one part of the solution.
And when it breaks down, of course, breaking down organically, being a biodegradable product. And yet, you think that some countries are using, even in the United States, you might think of as a throwaway society, they use paper bags for their supermarket shopping rather than a plastic bag. And it's taken a 5p tax for us to stop using quite so much plastic. Mm-hmm. I have to say, on the A14, the Newmarket bypass, I find horrendous the amount of plastic that's on the verge and on the side of the road. It's going to take the highways agency so much money to clean it. They send people out to do that. I don't think I've ever seen it. It's rather depressing to say this. It's blown away in the wind. Maybe people are just throwing it out of the car windows and discarding it. But all along the 3-lane section that goes past Newmarket at the moment is absolutely plastered with so much plastic waste on the side of the road. And it's just so depressing to see. Mm-hmm. If only we could take our litter home. There we are. It's a public service message from Cambridge 105 Radio. So, Seabin, how will they be supported now? They won a little bit of money as a bit of bursary for this.
So they won, basically, the first prize was 6 months free workspace, so worth about £1,500 at the Aurora Innovation Centre. And this is the innovation centre run by the British Antarctic Survey to encourage entrepreneurship around environmental kind of issues. So they will be able to access that workspace for 6 months for free. And they also got a place on an accelerator programme. So the idea being really to kind of help to support them and boost their idea and scale it up.
Does Cambridge Clean Tech lobby the government? Are you sort of rattle on their doors in this house in Westminster with some of the data that you get from companies to say, look, hey, this is a situation at the moment, the state of the planet, ...
Mm-hmm. So we kind of are more tangibly involved in really bringing together those large companies and those small innovators. So the core of what we do is really organising networking events and bringing those people together to create opportunities for those innovators. In terms of lobbying, we do keep very much an eye on government policy and help to simplify government regulation for our members to help them kind of navigate that landscape. But really there are some large think tanks that do exactly that and dedicate all of their time to that, so yeah, we let them kind of do their thing.
You've got quite a busy calendar next week at the University of East Anglia in Norwich. You're putting together a seminar and a day there as well with lots of information on electric traction, electric cars. Isn't that happening? Oh, you don't know about... All right, we go to the website. She's just saying, I don't know about this. It's quite funny, really. Don't worry, Sophie. If you go to the website, it will tell you more. It's cambridgecleantech.org.uk. So if you want to learn more about what we're talking about this morning, Cambridge Clean Tech here in Cambridge, there's lots of information there. You can see who's on board with them as well. Nearly 400 organisations, as we meant, always, as we said earlier on. It's cambridgecleantech.org. You can find out news and jobs within the sector. You can find out more about solar energy and electric traction as well. That's one of the events they've asked Sophie for next week. I know you've got many things going on as well. Hydroelectricity, although that's not something we could get together in East Anglia, but solar farms, certainly. And, of course, more wind turbines, which we see more and more cropping up on the East Coast as well. So these companies... I mean, they stay in touch with you. Do you get them all together in one, must be big room, to talk together once a year or more?
So we run a kind of a series of smaller events, lots of different types of events, both big and small. We run special interest groups in a variety of areas. So that's one way of getting together our companies around certain particular areas of interest, such as, waste management or finance, finding clean tech funding. So there's those kind of smaller after work events, but then we also go all the way up to these large scale events. So in October, for example, we're running a large event called Clean Tech Venture Day, and that's a big pitching and investment event which is happening in the heart of London in Mayfair, and gives 20 innovative clean tech companies the opportunity to pitch to an audience of investors, and hopefully some great deals come out of that.
Yeah, slightly correct myself. You are up in Norwich next week. This is a special interest group. It's a development site visit going to Norwich Research Park, right by University of East Anglia.
That's the one, isn't it?
Well, you looked a bit confused there. Sorry, I've now got my facts right. So it's the Broadland Gate Business Park up there. You can read more about this, as I say, on the Cambridge Clean Tech website. You're not a staff of many, presumably, at your King's Hedges office?
No, we're not. We're very, very small at the, currently. We've got four of us working on all of our events.
And you're looking to expand? You're not for profit?
Not for profit. Absolutely looking to expand into the future and increase our offering to our members and continue to improve and support clean tech businesses in the region.
I think the canny thing about it, Sophie, is the fact that it is a sector that's just going to grow. We are all aware of the state of our planet and what's going wrong and the environmental issues. And I believe we do have the talent around this region to help tackle it. And I don't like to think of the money aspect, but companies have to exist as businesses, not necessarily profit yourself, as we've said, but it's a good area to be in.
Yeah,
and you're
absolutely
there to support them.
Yeah, absolutely. It's an area that continues to grow. And ultimately, the way that we can make this a part of our economy, a part of the kind of mainstream, is to support these small innovative technology companies to scale up and become commercially viable and find those opportunities to gain traction.
And if you are, say, a seed company listening to this now, what's your advice, obviously, to get hold of you, ring the office at in King's Hedges Road and talk to you?
Yeah, absolutely. Come along to some of our events. Ring us up, find out what's going on. And if there's someone specific that you need to be introduced to, something that you're looking for, some specific area of support, then give us a ring and we'll see what we can do.
And that annual conference is be coming up on the 4th of July, Independence Day for some. and that will be here in Cambridge?
Yeah, absolutely. That will be at the Science Park.
There you go. Sophie, thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks very much.
First time on the radio. you really nailed it there. That's Sophie Mawison, who's the PR officer, public relations for Cambridge Clean Tech, even, based here in Cambridge. Thank you, Sophie, very much for coming in today.
Thanks.